Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Well, doggy, if y'all only knew what I had to do to get this show on the air today, you'd be glad I'm here. It is the one, the only, Dan Ellison, the Educated Redneck, with my BS in divorce and my PhD in life. I'm here to give you another voice that you can listen to. I don't want you to follow me, to obey me, or agree with me. I want you to listen to what I say, open up your minds, and look around you and go, what is going on? You may come to a completely different conclusion. It's perfectly okay. We can still be friends. Because there are many different solutions to many different problems. However, though, this is kind of like when we're younger. Once your theory is proved wrong, you should be able to be belittled for it. We used to do that. We'd ridicule people who had wrong ideas. It made you think more, I think. But we were still friends because we understood the ideas can be wrong. And the way you choose to believe who's speaking is who's been right the most. And if you were a person who believed many wrong things, then pretty soon your opinion didn't mean much. And in those days, people not respecting your opinion mattered. What about dissing you, though? Because that's a different thing. They just didn't respect your opinion in that it was probably wrong. It's much like a mechanic. Let's just say a mechanic. Let's just say like somebody like Firestone. They got a shop and it's full of idiots and none of them know what they're doing. And people try to tell you wrong things about your cars. And then they're surprised when you bring the car. You know, eventually you're going to understand that you just don't want to take your store, your car to that store on Pavilion Drive in Chesapeake. To see, this is why I'm here, still in Virginia Beach, when I'm supposed to be on my way. I don't think much of their opinion. Matter of fact, I'm going to another store, and I understand that... Folks, you have no idea how much frustration I've been going through. I'm trying not to talk about it. I'm trying to get on to other things, but I should already be across the country. I sure already be on the West Coast. I should be hiking with my friends at Crater Lake. But these bunch of blithering idiots, they scheduled an appointment on my van with somebody who didn't know how to do my van, and then he tinkered with it for an hour and then said I can't do nothing. That was last week, and so I'm still stuck. Because nobody can run a machine. It's this whole shorthanded stuff anymore. Look, it's been a year. Fix it. Well, we don't know how. Yeah, you do know how to fix it. Go up one of them corporate bigwigs, chop about $2 million off of his, and come down to the bottom and start throwing some real stupid numbers out there. You'll get people. See, the thing is, you don't want to pay that exorbitant price because you got to get that big profit so you can pay the top guy millions. And while these people down here who you've treated like shit for years, now you're surprised when they won't come back unless you really bring up some heat. It's like this whole minimum wage garbage where people were like, I can't even get them now for $15 an hour. Okay, so you can afford them now? You couldn't afford them before. You get what I'm saying? Why are you surprised? Why are you surprised that the people you were willing 3 years ago to pay $2 an hour don't want to come back for $20? Why? Why are you surprised? You have been treating people like you got to go get a background check and piss in a bottle to see if your urine's of good quality and then, you know, social credit scores and all that other shit. Because you've got to be stupid if you want to work for us. And now they can't figure out why people won't come back. And also, train your people. Spend that money. But see, here's the thing. You don't care because you'll just put out a shitty product and people will pay for your shitty product until they get tired of paying for your shit and then just go elsewhere. And then you'll go out of business like many other businesses have gone out of business. Look at the businesses that are doing well and look at some of them that how they treat their employees. I know some businesses. I'll tell you one. Down at the oceanfront, CP Shuckers in Virginia Beach. I love going there. Matt and Mark, two of the greatest guys. I haven't been there in years because I quit drinking. Plus, I don't go down to the beach much anymore because it's turned into a shooting match. I don't like to go around a lot of people. Seems that people don't have any morals or values or scruples anymore, and so they just shoot people and rob people and beat people, and if you judge them, you don't know, they might be hungry. I was hungry many times and I never robbed anybody. It's called morals. It's called a center. It's called a heart. It's called valuing yourself. We used to teach that. Now it's you're a victim. You're weak. You need somebody to help you. The hell I do. There are some men left out there. There are some brave and strong women left out there. But the whole world's being taught, be a victim. Be a victim. Be a snowflake. Be offended. Try to shut somebody else down. Why do you think the First Amendment is the First Amendment? Seriously, why? Because that's just the first thing they thought of? Well, because it is the most important thing to be able to express your values in the public forum. We used to be able to do that without getting offended and being a bunch of whiny little bitches who say, take your keys and go elsewhere. Don't yell at me. I'm a snowflake. I used to work for a power company, and believe me, I've had some real shit said to me. So I'm still stuck in Virginia Beach. Hopefully, I will go to a different store tomorrow, and they will know how to put a shim in an upper control arm and put a steering wheel straight and run an alignment machine. That would be wonderful. If that would happen tomorrow. And then I can be on my way across country. Anyhow, back to the point at hand. The world's going crazy, folks. There's a lot. See, this is what's funny. My son included in this batch. He hates me for, you got that off of YouTube? Let me tell you something. Kids, there's a lot of suppression of knowledge going on right now, and if it wasn't for YouTube and TikTok and all them places where people put out their own videos, nobody would know what's going on. Now listen to me. Listen to me good. I want you to hear this. What do you sit at home and scream? Don't trust big corporations. Don't trust all of you. Big pharma, all this. And then what do? You trust big news sources. Exactly what you say not to do. And then all these good citizen journalists, which were First Amendment. See, the press was supposed to keep the government in check and not sleep with them. You know, like Hunter Biden and his hookers. But now the press symbiotic with government, because the government has in fact given directives to the press of what to publish and not to publish. That's a fact. They've said so. They've said so. That's how bad it has become. You get what I'm saying? You need the citizen journalists. You do. They're needed. And they get information. They get information, they do. And then slowly but surely, that information is confirmed. And then everybody's like, oh, this snuck up on us. Well, it didn't sneak up on me. Folks, it does nothing. You don't have to believe everything you hear, but you should hear everything. Because little sprinkles of truth come together when you listen to all sides. Because the truth is in the middle. Not extreme right, not extreme left, in the middle ground. That's why you should be able to disagree with somebody, have a good spirited argument or debate, shall we say, go home, think about what they said, and then from that, evolve your thinking and learn. You get what I'm saying? Are you with me? You understand? These are things that need to be done. You need to quit shutting down. You need to start listening. You need to open your ears to every single opinion. That does not mean you have to agree with it, but you should hear it. You should hear it, because in there might be some knowledge. The old saying, a broken clock is right twice a day. Hitler was the most evil man on the planet Earth. Yet, some things good came out of his existence. Everything. Everything bad has a good. Everything good has a bad. That's why the middle is there. Because everybody can drift off in different directions. But the truth is, we the people. We the people. And that's why you need to watch these videos these individuals make who are trying to give you some knowledge of something they've heard, something they've seen, something they've been part of. And see, that's why they hate, they absolutely hate these social platforms, because that's where people can talk to each other. That's why they put their little bots on there looking for certain words and things for them to take off of your page. Because there's only one knowledge, and that's the knowledge they say that exists. Do you all not understand how frail freedom is when you allow a big monopolistic government and its press to control a message and censor free speech in direct violation of your constitutional rights? And don't give me this horse shit that it's in their terms and conditions. Don't give me that. The terms and conditions of this country are the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And that's exactly why golf courses can't just say no black players. Because everybody has rights. Everybody. The right to be free. You've got the right to voice your opinion. Why can't we all understand that? There's many things that I've been wrong about, and I've learned from. That's how life is. But this rock ridge attitude that we've got right now where nobody can agree, oh, I'm so right, and anything you say has to be wrong, it's going to tear this country apart. And they're getting set. They're getting set to tear this country apart. Mark my words, there's a whole bunch of spooky BS going on everywhere. And nobody's going to talk about it until it happens. You ever notice how many of these shooters were on the FBI's radar and yet not a thing was done? What good is it to be on the radar if not a thing will be done? What are all them big budgets for? You know, It's really funny. If you look around you, the government will tell you, oh, we don't have the money for this and the money for that. All these police forces will tell you, we don't have enough police officers. Okay, all go with me. I want you to show you something. If I got 10 police cruisers, I will assign 10 of them an area, and I will put them on patrol there, so they'll be driving through and in that area in case police officers needed in that area. I wouldn't put 6 of them on interstate and 1 median strip waiting and hiding, waiting for people to come by so you can pop out on them and take money and then investigate them. That's what's wrong. We have plenty of resources if you get them out from behind the trees and put them out in the neighborhoods and stop this traffic BS unless somebody's being an idiot. You can drive down interstate and tell who's going with the flow and who's being an idiot. It don't take a genius. Hey, I just posted a video. Chesapeake cop blew by me like I was standing still. No lights, no sirens, no turn signal. Just drive any way you want. See, this is the problem. You want to trust big government, even though you decry big government. And you say, go, big government's bad. Big corporations are bad. Oh, the big corporations tell me that I need this. What? You get it? Oh, man, do you get it? Anybody with me on this? Why don't you trust the individuals? Oh, individuals are dumb. No. Hey, most of the individuals I know ain't $31 trillion in the hole. Call me stupid. But I think you should be able to balance a budget before you give anybody advice on anything. The government was never supposed to give us advice. The government was supposed to make the playing field level. It was supposed to be up to the market to make things work. This was not what we're supposed to be. We have, and one of these people, we're already socialists. You know, I'm having a hard time arguing with you anymore. I really am. Especially since y'all believe the government so much. So, hopefully, this will be the last show I do from here at the homestead. And I'm on the highway, and sometime next week, I roll into Vancouver, Washington, after missing a Great Lake at Crater Lake because of idiots who can't run a machine at Firestone Pavilion Drive. Here I am talking to you, and then I'm going to go finish some things up, and tomorrow hopefully be on the highway because I'm going to make a final load so that I can just get the hell out of here. But I want to talk to you about some stuff. I'm going to take a break, get it out of the way. I want to talk to you about some stuff when we get back that is really interesting. Everybody's ignoring it, but there's some real stuff getting out there. So let me see what kind of commercial I can find here to play for you. I like to do ad promo proof. I like to do proof because proof got me started on this. And that's why I like it, because proof is a good guy and he got me started on this. And I've never met him in person. But I really like the conversations we've had. I've been in his on his show. Here we go. Let me see here. I'm sorry, I'm working at a real disadvantage because my internet local is down, so I'm doing this through my phone and my hotspot, and all this stuff is just taking a little more time than I had planned on. So it's making it really hard. Here we go. Broccoli Man. Be right back.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
You want an abortion? Get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello everyone, I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
All right. We're back. Sorry, I've been trying to do some stuff. I had, like I said, when I started, I had no internet. We just finally got the internet back. Now I'm trying to get myself back onto the internet and off of my phone. Perfect. Now, beautiful. Let's get to this. I don't know if y'all been paying attention, but again, this goes to what I'm talking about. What in the world? What the hell? Sorry, there's a... wow, okay, that's not what I thought it was. Sorry, I got distracted by Shiny. I'm trying to get back to where we were with the First Amendment. Okay? Now follow me here. If the press was doing real investigation and looking into stories, there would be a lot more stories out there other than the narrative. Now, I want you to get, I'm going to give you their narrative, my take, and I want you to tell me where I'm wrong on any of it. Their narrative, does the vaccine prevent you from getting COVID? Absolutely not. No questions. They don't even argue that point anymore. Remember, they started with two shots, 100%, which that director said, and this is another thing in the news, she knew that they were lying. She knew, Birx is her name, I believe, she knew that they were lying about the effectiveness. Yet they looked you in the eye and told you, because you're too dumb and that you just need to get on the bus and do what we tell you, even though we're not even sure what it will do. That's a fact. I know people don't like that, but that's a fact. She said it. It's real. It's her. They stood there and told you you could have your, they took your life from you. You could have it back when you complied like a good little soldier and accepted Uncle Sam's little prick. Oh, and cover your mouth and, you know, I call it being Weinstein'd. And then Joe stood right there. You can just go back to your life. Yeah, you're shot. You're good. You're protected. Ain't nothing going to get you. Joe, who's had it how many times, and he's all vaxxed, and they've shot him up with so many needles to, you know, seriously, he's getting it over. Fauci and him are getting it over and over. But, you know, they know what they're talking about. I have traveled through the entire pandemic, coast to coast, shared joints with complete strangers. I got the Rona one time about a year and a half in. I had it for a night. It was a cold. I felt bad for a couple of days, and I felt tired for a week. That was it. My body did its job. My body that is vaccine-free. I have no shingles vax. I have the last vaccine I took was in first grade. So y'all do what you want to do. Me, I don't touch the stuff. I don't get the flu vax. Why? Why take something that's got stuff in it you don't know about to avoid getting something that just a couple of days being sick? Let your system do what your system does. All these studies have proven that wearing the masks have destroyed kids' immune systems, sent them backwards. Again, these are all things that are out there that you can go find, but you won't. Don't do it on Google. Do it on DuckDuckGo. Google is totally useless to find any real information because they are so filtered by the elite to give you the information they want you to receive. That's why shows like this are important. You need to hear somebody else saying it. But why are all these people dying? Five Canadian doctors, not old age. One a triathlete, died of heart problems. We've had four, I believe, NFL players. We've had numerous high school players. We've had pilots being grounded. I'm sure you've seen their videos, the guy standing there with the picture of him in his pilot uniform. It's an individual testimony, but nobody will listen to it. Why are there so many individual testimonies filling all these platforms? Why? Why are people out there going, don't take it? Please don't take it. Ask yourself that. Why? Because they're trying to tell you something. They're trying to pass some knowledge on to you. I went down here to urgent care and got treated horrifically. Because I wouldn't bow to the mask mandate because I can't wear a mask. I know. That's amazing, isn't it? It's simple. It's simple to put a mask on, Dan. It's simple to put a face shield on, Dan. Tell the man in the wheelchair how easy it is to go up steps. There are people telling you, people who are disabled now because of the vaccine. If this had been any other vaccine, it had been pulled over a year ago. But not only are they not pulling it, they're doubling down. We got a new formulation, and it's not really tested, but it's kind of sort of like the other one. So we'll just tweak a few things, and maybe this time you'll believe. Why is the number one leading cause of death in Alberta, Canada, unknown reasons? Folks, open your head. You have been lied to. You've been duped. You've been taken. Your goodwill was taken advantage of by Uncle Sam. And then, without votes, without reason, without debate, because it was an emergency, you were shut down and you were sent home, and this economy was destroyed. The world economy was destroyed. Debt skyrocketed, while the rich people, you know, the ones you hate all the time, all got really rich. A big wealth transfer occurred. Because, see, unlike them, we can't sit at home because we live paycheck to paycheck. We can't sit at home and not make money, which you forced me to do for 2 years because you little paranoid monk asses. Afraid of a 99% survivable virus that we all knew from the very beginning was very highly survivable. Yet they spread the fear, and you Charlie Browns played along. And you accepted Uncle Sam's little prick because they told you it was safe. Well, guess what? It ain't. You just don't know where Uncle Sam's little prick has been. It's been in some pretty nasty places. Well, now, if you accept it, it's on you. I can tell you personal stories of people I know that are now having medical problems who took that garbage, who accepted Uncle Sam's little prick and now wish they hadn't, because it appears he sleeps around. So let's try to get to a little bit of news. I got a whole bunch of stuff to do today, and let's go. I'm gonna go over to Drudge Report because let's see what's on the MSN thing here. We'll see what the most Americans feel tax pain from Dem inflation bill despite Biden's promises. Yeah, that's the this is how stupid this guy is. I mean it takes a lot to reach this level of stupidity. I want you to hear me. Remember Joe, well, Joe doesn't remember Joe, but remember whoever spoke through him during the campaign, air quotes, said that he wasn't going to tax the average day American, which is a flat-out lie because high gas prices tax everyday Americans. Oh, no, that was Putin's fault. Well, I'm glad Putin's finally decided to let the price of gas come back down. Thank you, Putin. I like Putin, especially after bean breakfast. Number one. Number two, inflation. That was transitory. Again, wrong. And now inflation is stabbing and destroying the same people that he claimed to be the champion of. And now Captain Idiot trying to pass. See, if you've ever read books, you understand. They give these bills names that who could be against it. It's like the Puppy and Love and Flower Act. Who could be against puppies and loves? Get it? And this is the Inflation Reduction Act. And you know what the solution to inflation is? You know what the solution to inflation is? Tax you. Yeah, the people he said he wasn't going to? Yeah, well, guess what? We're $31 trillion in the hole. Everybody's got to pull a log now. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? 2,000 mules and you did this. They had to wait to know how many votes they needed to win. Y'all can believe whatever you want about that election. But when you watch 2,000 mules, it'll make you a believer. So here you go. He's going to curb inflation by taxing you more. Because, see, you got too much money. And that's what's causing the inflation, not the fact that they printed like wildfire over the past years and just handed it out like it was candy at a parade because nobody's going to have to pay for it. No, we all will eventually pay for it. That is a fact. And this bill is garbage. And you better get to the polls in numbers that they can't overwhelm. And you better kick these people out because you take a look. You take a look at Detroit. You take a look at St. Louis. You take a look at San Francisco. You take a look at Los Angeles. You take a look at Atlanta. You take a look at the way they are destroying these towns. And you better take a stand, and you better start taking it now. Because boys, they on the warpath. They ready to go. They are ready to get you. Let's swing over to Drudge Report. I glanced at it earlier. And this here's another thing. This is just from the headlines. Okay. On TikTok, again, you're like, you're using TikTok. Oh, shut up. I don't care. You don't like it? Prove me wrong. And the reason you can't prove me wrong is because nobody's reporting on this. Nobody will uncover it. But I want you to understand something. And these are all things that are known. I'm not making any of this up. When '911 happened, they were having a drill for the exact situation that occurred. Coincidence? Question mark. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I think in a number of these school shootings, they were drilling for that exact same thing. There have been nuclear warnings given to the citizens of New York. They have been advised to have a bag ready to go. There's a lot of shady stuff going on with our National Guard up there. If you ever watched any movie about something coming, something bad, you know the government will not tell you. And here's why. And it's simple. This is simple. The reason why is you will react people like people will do. Let's just say this. Let's just say they know that a year from now, that which take one of the conspiracy theories that everybody loves to throw. Let's say Nibiru is actually on its way, and it's coming in from the sun, and they control every camera that can look at the sun, and nobody can really see it, and all that other stuff. Would you say there is something terribly earth-shattering, life-ending coming. The second they tell you, everything will collapse. It will. It will collapse, because why are you going to go to work when you got the X number of days left? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get my family. I'm going to get somewhere, and maybe we can survive. No, what? The society will break. It's one of those things where I actually get it. I actually get it in a certain way that you just can't. Because there's a large amount of the population that would handle it better than the government. You get what I'm saying? But they don't have the capability to handle the numbers that wouldn't get it and would just freak out. Because that would be a large group. You would probably have 30 to 40% of the population totally incapable of handling that kind of news. That would freak out. The vast majority of Americans would deal with it. As a matter of fact, I believe in the individuals. I don't believe in the government. But I do understand things. Like I said, I can see both sides. I'm not a person that's going to sit here and act like I'm 100% right. I want you to think. I want you to research. I want you to come up with your opinion. What do you think? What do you think would happen? So would you say something big is coming and the government wants to keep you from it? You think the press is going to go against the government when they're in bed with them so much that they will even filter the news based on recommendations from the White House? And don't tell me that hasn't happened, because it has, and they even said so out in public. So then what? Then what? There's some stuff happening. There's some things happening. There's a lot of stuff that I don't even get why they hide some of the stuff they hide from us. Why is the Kennedy files, even though they've released some of them, still have parts of them that are redacted? You'd have to do some real convincing to convince me that was for national security. But adding to these drumbeats, adding to this crescendo of suspense, now Nancy Pelosi says she's going. Let's see where she's going. Visit Taiwan. She said she's going to visit Taiwan. Now let me ask you something. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of going to Taiwan? Seriously, what is her business in Taiwan that is so important that they are 100% willing to risk a war over it? Seriously, why? What you say? Because China said if she goes, they're going to do something. So now if this was Trump, y'all be, why is she saber rattling? Why is she trying to? It's just his big ego. Blah, 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 blah. You just go off. It's Nancy Pelosi. What exactly is the purpose of her going there, other than to piss somebody off? You want to talk about saber rattling and trying to get us in a war? This kind of stupid shit will get us in one. Why is she going there? What is the purpose? This is how everybody else does it, okay? Let's just say there's something here I want to do, but here are the implications if I do it. So if the implications of me do it outweigh me doing it, I won't do it. I'm like a person. I try to avoid some kind of conflicts. I know that many of you would debate that. So, why is she going? What's she hope to accomplish? Huh? Is it worth a war? Y'all want that? Hey, didn't New York City just have a nuclear drill? We just talked about that. And now she's going to go do this, and there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on up there. Like many people have said, coast to coast, it's almost like they're trying to tell you something. And again, see, the funny thing is, this is why when I listen to everything, certain words ring in. Certain words ring in. They come in. And there's stuff I've heard from all the other stuff. You know, you're all sitting there going, ah, the Illuminati's nothing. Okay, it's nothing. Why won't you listen to what's being said about it? Nibiru's false. Okay, then it's false. But what would hurt to look? And then you could say, you could dispute their evidence, making your side stronger, because the more challenges your side meets, the more you learn. That's how science is done. They do experiments, and repeated results help show their experiments are correct. So when they are foretelling all this stuff, I remember something I've seen in many of these Illuminati things about world control. They must tell you before they do it. And this is in the form of movies, cartoons. How do you think some of these cartoons just know what's going on? Is it luck? How can The Simpsons be so accurate so many times? You've got to ask yourself these questions. Like I'm saying, you don't have to believe them, but at least open your mind enough to realize that there could be something to this. And if there is something to this, not knowing about it will eventually come get you. So, wow, how'd it get to be that time? Going to take a commercial break, try to get these out of the way. I will be right back in a few with some more ranting and raving.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers. And we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, curt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Well, 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 we're back. So let's get back to this. Pelosi. Wow. They're just trying to push us into something. They must tell you before they do it. Taiwan readies for conflict. Here we go again. Monkeypox. Let's get to the monkeypox. I think Justin Trudeau got the monkeypox. Have you noticed a flood of diseases that suddenly appeared coincidentally after Uncle Sam's little prick has destroyed many people's immune systems and bodies? How do you explain all these people, healthy people, just dropping dead? How do you explain it? I'd like to hear it. Just coincidence? Causation doesn't equal correlation, or correlation doesn't equal causation, whatever. So what are you going to do? It's funny how much they know about the monkeypox and then ignore. Okay, here we go. Let me give you an example. Without knowing basically how the Rona was transmitted, the death rate of the Rona, how many people had it, they closed everything. Because they had no idea how anything happened, so they just closed everything except essential businesses, which just coincidentally happened to be businesses they made money off of. Now comes monkeypox. They know a lot about it. They know that the vast the vast, in the 90-some percent range, is gay and bi men. In other words, if you've done something with men, in other words, gay. Bi, I don't know, whatever. In other words, it has to do directly with that. They know that. When 90-some percent of the cases are that, yeah, that's a clue. Back when we used to take clues before clues became politically incorrect and you couldn't say anything because if you were saying anything negative, regardless of what it was about somebody who is gay, then you are anti-gay, which I'm not. You do what you want to do. That's you. That's you, boo-boo. Anyhow, so we know in the 90% range, it's gay people. Now, let's go back to the Rona logic. We closed down everything, which was the wrong thing to do. You could, however, when all the early data showed that it was average age old people with comorbidities, so old, unhealthy people. That should have been the group locked up, old, unhealthy people. They should have been locked up, and the rest of us young, healthy people with good immune systems should have went on about our business, and nothing should have been shut down. But they know with a surety that it's in gay and bi males, yet they let them have that gay pride parade and go about and greet each other and hang out. And Lord knows, we wouldn't want to tell them to stay home because they might feel discriminated against. This is how absurd we have become. So now they're one hand they're screaming, we got to get this under control. Oh, over 4,000 cases in the United States, 4,000. Out of 360, 70 million people, that's the panic. That's the talking point that all these damn stories are about. Monkeypox. Can you get it? Why? It's the fastest mutating. I bet it is. I bet you it was the best money could buy. Polio's back. Y'all caught that? Not to mention all these people coming up with these autoimmune diseases out of nowhere. You know, like their immune system was destroyed. Oh, don't forget all the childhood diseases popping up in kids who are isolated when their immune system needed to see all those diseases. You know, because see, that's how a vaccine works. It gives them a weakened version so their system can see it and make something, not like this new garbage where it goes in and tells your body to make something and hopefully it just stops there. And then Fauci saying, we got to get away from the eggs. This new stuff is the way to go. No, we don't. The eggs have been successful. Why change something that works? Seriously, I know the rabies vaccine works. I know it works. I know the smallpox vaccine worked. I know the few vaccines when we've got young polio and stuff like that, I know that. I went through that. But then the cavalcade of everything's got to have a vaccine because you can't. I've never taken a flu vaccine, never have, never will. I don't care what age I am. If I'm 65, 70, 80, 90, 100, I ain't taking your damn vaccines. My immune system got me to here. When it quits getting me down the road, that's when it quits getting me down the road, and I get the answer everybody wants. It's going to come. It came from my mom. It came from my dad. It will come from me. It'll come for everybody listening to this show at some point. Are you going to spend your life worrying about that day? You're going to go about your shit. I'm going to go about my shit. I got things to do. I got hikes. I got places to see. I got things I want to do. I like entertaining people. I want to see new crowds. I want to make new crowds laugh. I want you to think. I want you to have fun. I want you to enjoy yourself. I want you to quit being a victim. I'm stuck here extra 2 weeks. So what I've done is I've just made use of the time because I'm not a victim. You're going to delay me. You ain't going to stop me. So he's President Monkeypox. declare monkeypox a health emergency. See, there's that word, emergency, for 5,189 cases. 5,189 cases, he's going to declare emergency, which gives him more dictatorial powers because everything's an emergency because emergency gives them power. Do you get it yet? God, people, this is so obvious, man. This is political takeover 101. They're going to go crazy on the monkeypox next. Okay, and this one, this is hilarious. This, I mean, see, they can't hide this one. Biden still testing positive after rebound COVID-19 case, but continues to feel well. Oh, wait a minute. I heard about that. When you're infected and you don't feel a silent spreader? So he's fully vaccinated, but he gets this case where he can just go around and spread it. Boy, that sounds like a good idea. He continues to feel well. I'd debate that with anybody. And it's funny because they're doing the science. They're doing the science. And people have, has Joe Rogan got it again? Anybody? Did he get another case of it? Think about, this is how you use your head to look around you. Who has had COVID multiple times? Multiple times, 2, 3, 4 times. Trudeau has had multiple COVID and monkeypox. Biden, phew. Fauci, phew. All these people who are vaxxed, double vaxxed, triple vaxxed are getting COVID. And now the numbers they don't want to talk about, the vast majority of people dying are vaccinated. And they're just simply saying, well, that's because we've got over half of America vaccinated, so it just would follow, No, it wouldn't follow. If your vaccine worked, they shouldn't have died because you weren't going to get as sick. And I'm pretty sure dying's a pretty sick thing. Seriously, folks, open your eyes. Think. Use your brain. Think. Like I said, you don't have to believe what I'm saying, but at least go look. Like, look at this right here. In July of 2021, we had 78,481 cases, 7-day average. Here we are in July 31st, 2022, with over half of America vaccinated with Uncle Sam's little prick, and we're at 124,312. And who's getting it over and 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 over? The people who took Uncle Sam's little prick. That's COVID to blame. You mean all the garbage that wasn't tested that they're experimenting on you? 61% of America is now living paycheck to paycheck. That's up from 58% in May and 55% more than a year ago, you know, when Mr. Mean Tweets was in there. I hope you're happy with your little temper tantrum, because your little temper tantrum has screwed it up for the rest of us, you little babies. Tell me where it hurts you. Please tell me where it hurts you. I can tell you where you hurt me. Every time I pull away from that gas pump, thank you, Mr. Putin, for bringing those prices down finally. I know Joe's been working against you, but I'm glad to see your actions have finally borne fruit. 1% up, living paycheck to paycheck. And here's the stupid statement. And this one they put in here, and it says, even the top earners are struggling to make ends meet. A report found that people earning $200,000 or more, 36% reported living paycheck to paycheck. Well, isn't that just stupid? So what you're saying is you can't control your spending because $200,000 will pay your living expenses unless your living expenses call and include a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or a multi-million-dollar house and a vacation home and all this other shit. just means you're a good government employee because you spend more than you make, and that's one thing we can count on. Home prices cooling at a record pace. Inflation everywhere, even commercials. And I really don't know what to tell you at this moment. Because everybody is acting like this is the Rona's fault. Everybody, this is Rona's fault. Now, this is the incompetent reaction of your government's fault. Rona didn't do shit. Why do you think everybody's ignoring it now? Because everybody quit watching that episode of Monk and went back to living life, realizing that outside the door, inside the door, in your bathroom, in your bed, in your car, outside are things that try to kill you every single day. Bacteria and viruses and stuff. And that's why your body has an immune system. Yeah, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's, you know, that used to be taught in high school. Apparently, the only immune system we have now is thanks to vaccines, which triggered it. No. Those vaccines don't make you better. You could have got it and lived through it and got a better version of it. But you got the mail order version of it from the government because you just mailed in the sickness. You'll never get me to take these vaccines. Never. You will never put another vaccine in me. I promise you that. Because what's going to happen? Going to happen. I'm resolved to that. I hike by myself. That's not considered a good idea, but I enjoy it. And if I go out there, I went in a beautiful place. I stay active. I stay mobile. I drink plenty of water. I make sure I sleep at least 8 a day if I can make it. I don't stress. I try to let things go. I let go of stress. Like I said, these are all things I've learned over life because when I was younger, I couldn't do that. Now I can. I can just let things go. And then I just move on. And it's like, nothing I can do about that. Why worry about it? Why waste my life? Why waste my life on something that wouldn't even give me a toss for a second? So, I don't know what to tell you, folks. I know one thing. You better, I'll talk about this when we get back. So here we go. A few commercial breaks, be the last breaks, and then we'll finish the show straight.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense. That no one could possibly need all 30 rounds. But when this rifle is the only thing standing between your family and a dozen angry Democrats in Klan hoods, you just might need that semi-automatic and all 30 rounds.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Love that one.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Peter, the Corinthians, hearts on my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flatteries, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Well, we're back. This will be the last segment. Boy, it went by fast. Man. And hopefully next week, when you hear from me, I'll be somewhere out in the middle of the country. Or maybe even on the other coast. Who knows? Depends on how fast I pedal. But let's get back to this. If you really take a look around, there's always two sides to everything. I get this. And the gas companies making record profit is part of the problem. But as part of the problem, I don't want the government to a solution for it. I want the people who own those companies to become good moral people and understand that's not right. Now, I can hear a lot of you, oh, that's pie in the sky. You dumb liberal. You just dumb. No. I'm a person. I'm a human. I would like for people to act in the interest of people who are buying their product. If you're making record profits, it's obvious that your price at the pump is too high. And remember, those same people are kind of in your corner right now. And you could do like the Arabs did back to the first oil embargo when the first electric cars showed up. You can drive people to another technology. And what if they find another technology that is not only better than yours, it is cheaper and more sustainable? But the government's trying to drive this electric car thing, and I don't understand it. Why did battery-operated car have to be the next choice? Because the market has some other solutions that are viable and starting to take root. Like I saw a car that runs on compressed air. It really does. It's basically a V8 where instead of the combustion coming from the gasoline, a shot of pressurized air shoots the piston down. Zero emission, readily refilled at any pump. It would be very easy, require almost zero infrastructure as far as like a gas holding tank or a gigantic generator, just to have a pump like they use for compressed air tanks. I'm sure you could fill up a compressed air tank in probably under 10 minutes. If your car ran out of compressed air, you could bring a portable tank out there to fill it up. Anybody with me on this? The hydrogen cars. Why does it, see, the government is pushing in this direction, and you got to ask yourself why. I guarantee you, if you look up all electric car stocks, every one of our leaders, air quotes, has some skin in that game. What brings this story up is this story right here. Where is it at? Texas power use to break records again this week. Huh? Well, that's with less than 0.5% of the cars. Ain't that something? How's that happening? How's that happening? That's my boy Dillinger. I think he's trying to tell me somebody's moving around outside. Shh, be quiet. So you've got a grid that is woefully undersized. I know I used to work for the power company, and it's woefully, woefully underpowered. And so you've got a system that's pushed to a breaking point where they're asking people to turn off their air conditioners. And how did this happen, people would say? Well, it's very simple. It's been the technology boom of the past year. Think about it. In the 70s, most homes had one small TV. Many, many did not have air conditioning. Oh, God, how did we survive? It was hot, and you made it through it. Many didn't have gigantic freezers and refrigerators, these huge. Now, also, people didn't have laptops. Even those are small uses, they all add up when you put 10, 15, 20, 30 million laptops on something. That's a number. But we had one small TV. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have Wi-Fi. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have cell phone chargers. We didn't have video games. We didn't have video game chargers. Most of us didn't have air conditioning. Now, go into any home practically. First of all, the home is 6 times bigger than you need to live in. And all of that space is conditioned with air conditioning and heating. Enormous electric demand. There's a big screen TV in the front room and big screen TVs in every kid's bedroom with game systems in every kid's bedroom, their own cell phones with their own cell phone chargers. All of that. You already have a gigantic increase in demand, which has not been upgraded. Like I said, I know this business. So now you got houses already stressed out, and then come along and put a couple kW outlet to plug your car in, and boom, boom, out go the lights. That's going to be the tipping point. So again, who chose electric cars as the solution? You couldn't mine enough ore, strip mine enough ore to make all the batteries going to be required for all of these cars. Can't somebody at least look past your little crystal ball vision of the future and realize the absolute destruction you're going to reap on people who can't afford your shit? It's amazing. It's amazing that Their solution is to put more load on a grid. They've been having brownouts for how many years? Rolling blackouts, electricity turned off, grid stressed to the maximum. I don't get it. But we're just supposed to follow. Just follow. Nobody think, follow. Nobody think, follow. Be a good little Charlie Brown. Yep. Western flame spread. California sees largest 2022 fire. It's a yearly thing out there. Because they live in a desert. I'm just amazed. Like I said, when I want to learn how to be successful, I do not go to failed people who never achieved success and go, how did you do it? I always go to somebody with great success and I ask them, how did they get there? Because that is the knowledge you want to gain. You should each day try to gain more knowledge. You should each day try to learn more things. You should each day try to become smarter. It shouldn't have stopped when your indoctrination at high school and college ended. That's where you indoctrinate yourself and learn the real world shit that they won't teach you in school. Because they live in that fairy dust land where everything's beautiful and people hug each other. It's a cold, hard world, folks. If you come out here weak, the lions will eat you. Knowledge is your best defense. Knowledge is your absolute best defense, anything. And whenever the government says it's trying to help you, let me tell you something. They ain't. I'm going to tell you a couple of things right here about convenience and privacy. The more convenient anything is, privacy you have. And with our politicians, the best that money could be bought, they have practiced and led the country and how to do things. The document that founded this country was 44 pages long. The preamble to any bill is 16 times that anymore. They're talking bills 20 and 30,000 pages. Something that our founding fathers spoke of. That they didn't want laws to become so big that they couldn't be read or understood and hear exactly where we are. And then they always slide things in as part of something like speed cameras. This is a story. The speed cameras in New York that only came on to operate when your car came by to give you an infraction. Now monitor your license plates 24 hours a day and your comings and goings are logged for your convenience. If you're not doing anything, what do you got to hide? I guess crime will be easier, at least. Oh, no, crime's going up. You remember that old song, I always feel like somebody's watching me? Well, they are. And we've all done this where you talk about something and then your phone displays it. You can be angry about it or use it to your advantage. The only way to stop what's going on is to get rid of all of your electric devices, anything connected to the internet, any smart TV, any smartphone, anything, anything is the only way. And they have made it so it's almost impossible to do that. So if you're here, and that's why when I see people put this thing out, Facebook cannot use my pictures and images. Would you shut up? You're posting on a public platform, dimwit. Everything's public once you go public. That's why I've been doing comedy for 30-some years. All my information's public. People know where I'm at. People know what I'm doing. It's part of doing what I do for a living. And I give up my privacy in that much so that I can do a job and love it. And that's just the bad shit that comes with it, such as life. Life is not perfect. No matter how much you want it to be perfect, it'll never be perfect. So unfreeze yourself. Yes, these things are going on. Yes, it could get bad, but have a bag ready. And I'm not talking a bunker. I'm not talking built, 6,000 cans of whatever. Have something that would help you if you had to stay in the woods at night. A solar charger to charge your lights. Have all your battery. Don't carry batteries. Batteries. Rechargeable lights are the ticket. Rechargeable lights with a solar thing to recharge them from. Hand cranks to recharge them. Flashlights. Lights. Pack of Bic lighters. 5 Bic lighters. Not only will you be able to start fires, you'll have something to barter with. Some kind of Mylar blankets. Some kind of shelter from the rain. Some kind of snack foods to help you get through the days when you won't find anything to eat. And be ready. And if you think I'm crazy for saying that, just remember, residents of New York were told to do that exact same thing. So how crazy am I? Don't forget Larry Silverstein, just months before his buildings were destroyed, happened by chance to take out a policy to cover those buildings. And he made millions. But I'm sure it was a total coincidence. I'm sure he had no insider knowledge because those rich people don't talk to each other. So my time has come to an end. I have much to do to finish getting ready for the road. I want to thank people that listen. I want to thank you for dropping by. And I hope that you go out there and take my advice and start looking things up. Start educating yourself. Listen to everything. It's out there for you to hear. You just got to listen. And last but not least, as always, if you are listening to this, you are the resistance.